We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, girlies, so quick trigger warning. We're going to be talking about death and grief in this app.
It's all going to be fairly lighthearted, but if you are going through a hard time at the moment and choose to opt out and don't want to listen, don't worry, we won't be offended.
Oh, girl, we won't be odd at all. I've never had a vendetta against it, but it's because on Saturday I was like, you were like, oh, that's the night of Eurovision. I was like, don't come out with us then. You, no, I'll go out. Me, no one's forcing you, babe.
But also, don't just say, don't come out.
We like, wanted to no, watch
you. No, you could have said, we really want you there, but obviously I understand that Eurovision is like a big part of your life, but like, I'm happy for you to make a choice. Don't go, don't come out so, babe. That's so passive aggressive. Don't do that to me, actually. We're closer than that. Hey, girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
Woo! Girlies, how's the form?
Girls, what a laugh we had at the weekend.
Girlies, we had such a fabulous weekend. And I don't want to rub it in because I'm conscious
of the fact that's what I was just about to say.
That people aren't maybe enjoying themselves as much as we are socially, ATM.
But sorry, like.
But sorry, not sorry. We still had a ball.
It was just the first night. It's all ahead of you, girls.
It's all ahead of you.
But it was the first night I felt like we experienced freedom.
I feel like it's the first night. I mean, I hate saying the word normal, but things felt...
A bit normal.
Sans buggy. There wasn't any buggy.
There was no buggy. So basically, me and Kevin, Beverly, Natasha, who else was there? The other Natasha and Julie.
And Julie. We're all out.
Now,
do we need to name names? But we did.
Us and our gals.
Us and the girls. It's so funny because we just did an episode about... like queer nights, and we were like, if you're a heterosexual people,
and we just took all the hetero girls,
and we just took all the heady girls,
what but it was laugh. Such a laugh. And we went to this kind of, what was it?
It's like called Costa del Tottenham, which I don't know how I feel about the name yet.
I thought it was hilarious.
There's irony there somewhere, in which case I'll allow it.
And there was drag performances, it was a great night, queer night, loved it.
It was a scream, it was really, really good. And also, one of the queens performed in, like, you know, those motorized cars,
iconic,
one of those convertibles. She did Shut Up and Drive. I feel like she listens to the pod,
she must have.
We got into her head after last week.
We were skitting when she done Shut Up and Drive.
But the one thing that comes with having a night that felt like normal is...
the crushing fear.
The fear and the hangover. The next day. Now, I would almost say I was ambivalent to the hangover. I was obviously hating my life, but also loving, because I was like, this means that things are on track. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, in an awful hole, I woke up, I felt like I was on death's door.
Yeah, I was hungover, but I wasn't like dying.
There's something that I want to tackle with you right here, right now.
Okay.
I think you have this thing, I never voiced this before, so I feel like I'm a bit worried. You have this thing where I feel like it's a competition to be less hungover than I am. Like, and you go
no,
on this,
I
like,
don't.
You try and gain this moral high ground, or you're like, feel like you're on this pedestal because... you're less hungover than I am, and you're like, oh, you can't handle your drink. But like, you came down and you were like, oh, I'm grand. I was like, I'm dying, babe. And then you were like, no, I'm so grand. And then you went up and slept in the bed for 6 hours. And I didn't see you for the whole Sunday till that evening.
But I was just tired.
You were wrecked and hungover.
But I wasn't hungover.
Well, I was and I went about my day. But I still feel like you're trying to be like, oh...
No, it feels like you're the one who's in the competition.
No, I didn't think about it twice. I was delighted to be hungover.
I was just having a lazy Sunday, babe.
Lazy Sunday, also. Okay, maybe it was just lazy Sunday, but at the same time, I feel like there's a touch of competition.
There's not.
Also, I will say, even though I was hanging and I was literally like ready to cry in my bed.
Yeah.
I went on Instagram to take a look at the stories to piece the night together, and I remembered that our friend Natasha's mam had texted her. Basically, PJ put up a photo of himself, Natasha, and Beverly in a pic, right? PJ had like an eyeliner.
Beverly, eyeliner, babe. It was a full eye.
There's like a green eye situation happening.
Beverly anyway, had me do my makeup, basically.
Anyway, Natasha's mam commented and said, "Oh my God, Natasha, love your hair up like that. Is that the drag queen?" On about PJ. When I say I was convulsing in the bed when I woke up, it just made my day. I knew it was going to be a good day from then on.
Sorry, no, but if I was, I'd be the worst drag queen in the world.
No, I feel like you'd be good.
Very Sasha Velour energy.
It was alternative.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the shaved head and stuff.
Yeah, but just because I put on a bit of, what's it called? Eyeshadow.
I know, but that's why there's so much comedy in it, because it's like an Irish mam sees a lad with a bit of eye makeup and she's like, is that the drag queen?
Love it. Brilliant. My favourite story from the night, lads, was... So, the event finished, we were all a bit drunk. Julie was like, I'll get us into my place of work. So, I went back.
Yeah.
We're having a few drinks in the place of work. It's a restaurant.
I love
the
place kitchen... of work. Very mysterious.
But the kitchen was closed, right? So, we couldn't get any food and Kevin was starving.
I had come straight from work to the night out, so I was ravenous.
So, Kevin randomly goes to this randomer's table where their leftover pizza was there and just started eating it. It was...
No, there was a whole charade. So basically, I'd found a server's pen and notepad, and I went over and I asked them, did they want any last round of drinks? And they were like, no, we're good. And I was like, well, actually, I'm more or less finished my shift. I'm going to sit down with you if you don't mind. They were like, yeah, work away. Anyway, he started munching onto their pizza.
I was getting the gold.
Yeah, I don't want to relive it. It wasn't my proudest moment, but also I was hungry, and it actually did fill, it filled the gap. So I'm actually delighted.
What has happened?
What else has been happening this week?
You're loving the visual content on the Instagram, which I'm loving that you're loving.
Yes.
Now, the one thing I would say is, you know, that obviously we want to do the subtitles for our hard-hearing girlies and our deaf girlies.
Yeah.
But they are really annoying to
do. You're saying that it's...
Because I have to transcribe what we say. And also, we don't speak English.
Sometimes I'm
especially
like...
I think
more so me. What happens to me is I... don't finish a sentence. I stop a train of thought and a new idea pops into my head and I have to tell it.
Yeah, so trying to transcribe us on these teasers has been hard.
Yeah.
So if anybody has a good thing that just pulls the subtitles from our voice, let me know.
No, but is a computer going to be able to make it out?
Well, there is a thing that you can talk and the subtitles come up as you talk.
Okay.
But it makes it... like full screen, and you know we like a square crop.
Oh, we like
sometimes.
A square for the feed.
Anyway, this is something we can pick up offline.
And the thing is, we want to keep going with it because we're like, it's the way forward. We want to make things more accessible for everyone.
Obviously, yeah.
But like, we want to maybe an easier way of doing it. We don't want to work harder. We want to work smarter. I've been saying that to P all week. We need to work smarter because we're like, our time is kind of like, it's kind of scarce.
But also, like, how much of a joke is it that there isn't a subtitle option on Instagram? Like. It's just, you're just excluding a whole community of people.
It's so bizarre, and I'm like, how hasn't it been resolved yet? How haven't they like acted on it? Because I'm like, actually, if someone's working in Instagram, obviously I don't know the tech side behind it and stuff.
Yeah.
But a load of them just in the office going through people's feeds.
I feel like they're all playing ping pong on Instagram.
I feel like it's pure beanbags and ping pong.
I feel like they'd be playing table tennis and they all
air
have
hockey.
Their, yeah, and that's all they do. They don't
that's
do anything.
All they do. And they have one of those small basketball nets in the office.
Yeah.
They also have...
And there's just like an underlying tone of misogyny.
Yeah. And there's sweets on the reception.
There's sweets.
It's very misogynistic.
On the reception.
Yeah.
And they, no one gets paid what they should, but they have a breakfast bar.
But they have a breakfast bar, so it kind of cancels out.
Yeah, with a cold brew tap.
With a cold brew. There's definitely a cold brew tap.
Yeah. That's Instagram in a nutshell, isn't it? Oh, actually, I want to take a moment to congratulate my really good friend, just got married, Ariana Grande. I'm so happy for you.
I was so nervous there. We have a wedding in July. I thought it would happen.
No, we had to shout her out. Like, she'd be odd with me if I don't. Congrats.
Looks gorgeous.
I never knew she was going to get with a real estate mogul.
I never knew she'd a fella.
I didn't either.
I didn't really know she'd a fella, actually.
I think she kept it low key and I just liked that for her.
I love that about her.
No, she looks stunning.
I love how simple it was. Now, if she'd have worn anything, if she'd have worn a different colour, if she'd have done anything, I'd have been like, I adore it.
You know I'm obsessed with Ariana Grande, right?
Have you seen her live?
No.
Oh.
But did you?
I was just asking if you had.
But why are you saying it like?
I didn't say, oh.
You did?
No, I didn't. I said, oh.
I have you on camera, babe. You rolled your eyes. Anyway, I'm obsessed with Ariana Grande, right?
Yeah. I am too. I think maybe that's why I had the comeback.
But because she looked so like young, in her wedding dress, did she look like she was making a Holy Communion?
Did it look a bit child bright?
Did it look child bright?
Which obviously is like a serious issue or whatever.
Which you shouldn't be making a joke about.
I'm not making a joke about it, but you're so right. She looks so very young. Yeah. I think we should have stuck with the communion narrative, definitely. Upon reflection, she did look like she was only short a pair of rosary beads.
Yeah.
And she'd have been like up on the altar but saying her first Holy Communion.
We stand and we love.
We do love.
And we'd love you to come on the pod, babe. Talk, talk about the nuptials. I think we need to move on to the theme.
Let's move on to the theme, actually. Okay.
Okay, so the theme for this week is... Dun dun dun, death.
Alexa, play Die Another Day by Madonna.
I can't believe we're doing a theme.
Why are we doing
on
Die Another Day by Madonna from Spotify? No, I'm glad we're doing it because we get to play this bop and
very
what other scenario.
Spy Who Shagged Me, and actually very James Bond.
Sorry, this is one of my... Is it one of my favourite Madonna tracks?
It's a very long intro.
No, it's gorgeous. Claps.
Claps.
Also, was she in fencing gear in the video?
I don't know. I'm gonna wake up. Very robotic movements, girls.
Oh my god, I love this song.
You're coming down from the ceiling on like a trapeze.
Yeah,
thing.
It's that.
Yeah.
But also, why am I seeing fencing?
I'm seeing green lasers. Strobe lights. Strobe lights.
Also, in the movie when
backing
she's
dancers
being,
are on crutches.
Very Gaga Paparazzi.
Very Gaga Paparazzi, yeah.
In the music video, she's been like drowned and stuff, and
oh,
it's actually
really?
So much fun. Wait, does it come in now? Another day, another day. I could listen to this all day.
I love it.
Alexa! Stop.
It's weird, like, when you
stop.
Alexa was loving.
She was loving as well.
It's
she
weird
loves Madonna.
It's weird though because you always play Madonna. You like kind of love Madonna.
Whatever about the artists of our generation who we kind of grew up with, like Britney,
yeah,
and like Beyonce and stuff, like kind of red flags, but definitely if you liked Madonna,
if you liked Madonna,
you
you're
were
a
gay,
fag,
right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I didn't listen to her when I was younger. So I only started exploring like her entire discography then, like in my later years. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, it's weird because like she has bops.
She
but
has,
like,
look, she doesn't just have bops. She is like one of those artists who is just constantly.
But
going
she's
for
chaos.
It. She's chaos. Also, like, not to be rude, but like, it kind of ties in with the theme of death nicely that we picked a Madonna bop because she, what age is she now?
She made a deal
she's
with the
defying
devil.
She's defying death.
Yeah.
Also, I'm thinking of the time when, remember when she was doing Living for Love and they ripped her cape and she came down the stairs
oh
and she
my
didn't
God.
Die. That actually, I remember watching that live and I got. Sick.
That backing dancer died though, I'd say.
I'd say she murdered him. I'd say
he never worked a day again, I'd say.
I'd be McGonna out of the country. I'd be gone.
McGonna.
McGonna, I'd be McGonna.
I'd be McGonna if I tripped Madonna. No.
You would though.
What's keeping her alive though?
The glove.
No, Suda cream.
Oh, I thought you did that with your hand. I thought you meant the gloves. My mum says she always wears gloves because you can tell her age by the wrinkles on her hands.
Okay, pure Sarah Jessica Parker energy.
Pure that. They're actually very similar energies.
Yeah, actually.
Actually, are they? Maybe they're the same age and stuff. Mm. But I do love her.
Does Kim Cattrall hate her as well?
Probably. I feel like Madonna hates everyone.
Yeah.
Graham Norton said in his book that like he obviously like idolised her, right?
Yeah.
But he said she was a difficult guest. To have on the show, yeah, she was a bit of a diva. To be honest, if I was Madonna and I was that old, I'd be a diva.
No, I think there's no excuse.
If you're Madonna.
Okay, fair enough.
Also, you're Also, you're right, she does. We need to talk about the fact that she uses Suda cream. She shared that selfie and there was Suda cream in the back.
It was like she was sharing a very erotic picture and then everyone just went off because she was using Suda cream.
But it's so funny because. You know, because for some reason, like, Suda cream is so intrinsically Irish. Because it was made in Dublin, wasn't it? Until recently. They're relocating the plant.
I'm fully convinced that my mam has shares in Suda cream.
Probably.
Like, she would put, like, I'd come in, I'd break my leg, and she'd put Suda cream on it.
Suda cream on it.
It's so
weird. I think Madonna must have been losing the plot when she posts this iconic photo of herself or what she thought was iconic, and then all the gays and all the Irish gays and all the girlies were going off with the pseudocreme in the back. She's probably like, what the heck are you
It's so
about?
Funny as well, because the pseudocreme marketing department is definitely a lot of old, like, random people.
Didn't know how to react.
The gay intern was like, oh my god, we're going viral because Madonna's picture, yes. And they're all like,
who's Madonna?
Who is Madonna?
Is that the Papa Don't Preach one? The old days.
Is that Stephanie O'Brien's cousin?
Oh.
Anyway, what are we talking? Oh yeah, death.
Right, we're doing an episode on death.
Death.
Death. Very dead.
Dead, very dead.
Because we were so hungover the weekend, we were like, I'm dead. We were like, we're doing a death ep.
No, it was like, we were feeling hangover more. We were getting a bit more tired. We're close to 30.
Close to 30.
I can feel the cold breath of the Grim Reaper on my neck.
We're knocking on death's door.
So we're not going to shy away from it, girls.
No, we're not going to shy away from it. And also, you know us, girlies. Pinch of salt, pinch of humour. Take everything with a pinch of salt and a pinch of humour. That's the way we get through things.
The Grim Reaper, right?
Yeah, you're obsessed with the Grim Reaper.
I'm obsessed because...
The aesthetic.
I just want to know, is she serving glamour?
I think she's serving glamour. She's serving editorial blacks.
I don't... Yeah, she's serving... And she's serving texture.
And have you ever seen her in a silhouette that didn't suit? You did not?
No, I don't think she's doing the cloak and cape. I think she's doing fitted corset, tie-high boots.
Oh, you know for a fact... She's wearing a corset, without a doubt.
I think she's a comedy queen.
She's comedy.
She go, oh my god, what are you up to? And then you're like, who are you? And then you're like, oh, I'm just going to the shop. She's like, no, you're not, you're dead. You know, boom.
Yeah, she loves popping in unexpected.
And just taking her loved ones.
She's one of those.
Basically, girlies, we're normalizing death.
Every theme we tackle, you always say, oh, we're normalizing it.
Because we tackle the themes that need to be normalized.
Yeah, we're tackling the themes that no one else is tackling. Who else is giving you death eps?
Besides O'Connor's funeral home at the end of Lenny Street.
Also, another reason we're touching off death is because Irish people are obsessed with it.
I think the richest person in Ireland owns RIP.ie.
I say they have to be. How many hits is that site getting?
A lot.
But on RIP.ie, when I was home... I would see my dad after dinner. My dad would take out his tablet.
Yeah.
And he would just be looking at RIP.ie, looking at the death notices. Like, I think for people, we need to explain this better for people outside of Ireland who actually don't understand the concept. Because my English friends have never heard of this.
Okay.
So in Ireland, there's a website for you to check the deaths in your area.
It's like a parish notice.
It's like a parish notice
so
of deaths.
So like, hear ye, Grania died. Peacefully in her sleep, loved by her two brothers, Adam and John.
Exactly, and they also have it in the newspaper or whatever, in the Examiner or whatever it is. But I questioned my dad. I was like, are you going on it, are you expecting someone to die? Is that what?
Yeah.
But he would just go on it to take a look to see if someone's died.
No, I don't know. When we get older, are we going to be like that too? Because I'd be mortified. Imagine my friend died and I missed their funeral. I go, oh, sorry, babe.
I think that's the backbone of it and the reason why they are obsessed with it, because there would be no greater mortification than missing a death.
Imagine, because you can't be like, respects. I'll go to the next one. You can't, you know what I mean? That's
obviously,
the one thing I will be, I think maybe. I'm going to, like, because there comes an age, I'd say, where you're just working the funeral circuit, aren't you?
Yeah, completely. As
it, and it obviously...
I know, that's sad,
it's really sad. But it's like, if you aren't seen at Mary's funeral, they'll all be talking about you at Susan's.
And they might come to yours then, you don't want an empty funeral.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, she didn't even show up for Mary's, I'm hardly showing up for hers.
Now, the only thing is, I will say about Irish funerals, regardless of how many people go to it, any time my mum and dad have ever come back from a funeral, they'll say, I've never seen a greater turnout. Did your mum ever say that as well? They'd say that the whole of Cork was at it or whatever. And you'd be like, well, you said that for the last one as well. So now it's like losing its emphasis.
Literally.
Do you know what I mean?
Great fella. He got a great turnout. He would have been delighted now with that turnout. No, but in all seriousness, right?
Yeah.
Are you actually afraid of, like, death?
I'm not afraid of dying myself. Does that sound a bit brave? But, like...
Daredevil.
I don't deal well with death.
I'm kind of similar. Like, I'm not really... Well, I'm saying this now, right? That I'm not afraid of dying, right?
Yeah.
But if someone told me I'm going to die next week, I'll be petrified.
Oh my god, of course.
So I must be afraid of dying.
But that's it. But like, that's not afraid of dying. You don't want to be told you're dying.
Yeah.
That's different, I think.
But if I do die...
What?
Touch wood. Will you come to my funeral? Because I need a chief mourner. Like, I feel like you'd be brilliant to have at a funeral, because you know, you'd be worried in case no one cries.
Yeah.
You'd be wailing.
I'm not saying I wouldn't, but I feel like because I'm so close to you, would I be having to...
Oh, maybe you'd internalise
it. Keep it together.
Yeah.
And also, would I like use that as a moment to be like, spotlight on me?
Yeah.
And be like, oh, it's...
I'm going solo with the pod. You go to my eulogy. Hey guys, thank you all for coming here today. Yeah, I'm really going to miss PJ.
But
his dying words to me.
I want you to start the solo pod.
Yeah, but let it be noted, guys, if I do die, Kevin isn't allowed to continue
okay.
with the podcast.
So what we've done is, like, it actually does seem very morbid, but what we've done is we've planned our own funerals,
yeah.
okay? Now, the thing is, I will say, because, like, basically, I remember Padraig saying it to me. We knew someone who died
okay.
in the school. It was very sad. There was actually one or two people who died when I was
really?
In school. Yeah, it was
very, very sad.
When one of the people died, me and Padraig made a pact there and then that we wouldn't let the school choir sing at the funeral.
They weren't up to a standard.
We were bawling crying. We were like we were so sad. Like by the day, and like really, like you would like your children as well.
And
like,
as well,
it's
like
your first experience.
And the whole life ahead
well.
Of them, I'd be getting very upset. Even it, thinking
like,
about
so
it,
so upset. And I'm, but there and then, like in our grief, and like when we were sad, we were literally like, we can't like if we love each other, we can't let the because the thing is, well, we went to musical theatre classes.
Yeah,
we were like.
You knew when they were out of tune.
We knew when there was pitching issues. We knew there was no harmony lines happening. Also. Like most of the lads in schools, like if you went to an all lads school, you'll realise that most of the lads go in there do the choir to get out of class.
Yeah, so
do you know
they,
what I mean?
They weren't passionate.
They
and
weren't
then,
passionate
so
about it.
They do so lads do the choir to get out of class, all of a sudden they have a funeral booking. They weren't ready for that
they
gig.
They weren't ready for the gig.
Yeah, and sorry, no, you're allowed to be picky for your funeral choir, like you only die once. Fair enough, like
yeah.
for your wedding, you could have another wedding. You could have as many birthdays as you want.
Yeah.
You only get one funeral, girlies.
You
have
only
to make
get
it
one
count. Do you know what I mean?
Without further ado, we're going to go in and start talking about our funerals.
Okay, will I go first?
Let you go first.
Okay, so this is my funeral. But like, it changes depending on my mood. So like, I'm
okay.
afraid in case I do die, like, I don't want this to be quoted.
And also like trends and stuff.
Yeah.
Like
so this,
something that's current now might
this
be
is
when you
my,
die.
This is my current funeral
current.
Plan.
And then, so, okay. Are we giving me authority over potentially adapting the plan? I'm not going to take anything and run with it. I know we have different aesthetics.
Yeah. Can you collab with Jose and my mum?
I'll leave Jose do it.
No, I definitely want inputs from all my
yeah.
loved ones.
I'll leave Jose do it aesthetically.
Okay.
But from planning, and I think maybe music-wise.
I think
really?
That'll be a very different music taste.
Okay, that's fine.
You love the Saturdays playing. You would.
I'll get Una down with the guitar. But acoustic verse.
Okay.
I'm not going to have the mega mix going.
So, this is my funeral, right?
Okay.
So, everyone's in red. Like, a high
red.
Fashion.
Well,
a high fashion
drag.
Red.
I
glamour.
Can't wear red.
You're wearing it right now.
I'm wearing it because we're sitting down recording a podcast.
No, but that shade. Like, do you want like a burgundy
a
kind of like... Like a rusty, like glamour red, but different texture. So I want like leather, I want like sequins, I want corsets, I
so
want.
So we send in a mood board for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I
okay.
think so. Like very, like Met Gala, the theme is red.
He's dead, wear red.
Yeah, he's
that's
dead,
what...
wear red. Yeah, that's it. So monochrome red, everyone has to wear. Big hats and courage. Then when people come in, I want there to be a string quartet playing classical versions of Megan Thee Stallion's album.
Gorge.
Gorgeous. Then,
just string.
Just string.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah, like savage.
Lovely. Yeah. We'll play with tempos and stuff as well.
Stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
no
yeah,
singers.
Yeah, yeah. No singers for the entire ceremony.
No,
Okay. Then, I'm glad you're saying this.
Then everyone has to go up, give me like a cute anecdote about me.
Yeah.
But then they also have to publicly apologise to someone who's living, who they've wronged, because life's too short and we have to love each other.
Love
So we
that.
Do some healing.
So they're doing it for someone else?
Yeah.
Okay, nice one. Are they naming names?
They have to name names.
They have to name names.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that.
It's also being live streamed, so the person will see it. And then there's a big picture of me smiling, like a nice candid, laughy one. I don't want a serious one. Big picture of me smiling.
Candid, definitely candid.
Yeah, like a laughy one.
Looks candid, but actually isn't.
Oh, like a stage candid.
Stage
yeah.
candid.
I want it to be... I want the drama of a cathedral, but I don't
Gorge.
Want it to be in a church.
There's no, I don't want any religious ties.
Yeah, so I want it to be like a church that's converted into a, that was converted into a club that holds raves, but we're having the funeral there. So I still get the drama of the cathedral.
Love that.
Lastly.
That's what I was playing as well. I'm stuck on location.
Yeah, I think, yeah. The, or in the forest, like one or the other.
Forest, woods kind of vibes.
Then lastly, everyone sees my picture, but they're all like, where's the body? Where is the body?
The body.
Then the drag performer
back the tomb.
The drag performer comes the drag performer comes on the PA and goes, girlies.
Like, wait, any names for the drag performer?
Bob.
Get Bob the drag queen.
He goes, girlies, life's for living. It's a celebration. A disco ball holding my ashes comes down from the ceiling. Lights hit it, and then we just have a party.
The ashes are exposed.
Yeah, them. Yeah, in the disco ball.
So, but I mean, do they? Is everyone? Is are the ashes pouring on people?
The
at
ashes
midnight?
Aren't pouring.
Ever?
Maybe at midnight. We do a countdown.
We do a countdown. 10. Yeah. Do you want your ashes on over everyone?
RIP.
So and then we're all living fall. With a bit of you.
Yeah, and then everyone eats me.
I kind of love.
Yeah, but I just want it to be a party.
So it's not funeral. It's what we'll do is when I'm doing out the letters, telling people about like the mood board and like the aesthetic and like what to wear and stuff. I'm just gonna write the word fun in big caps.
Yeah.
Bold and then ERL in really small next to it.
Yeah, I do. And like, I want people to come there thinking it's my birthday and then realizing no, he's actually dead.
That's gonna be a bit of a. I don't know how I feel about that. That's gonna be a huge shock. And how I'm meant to keep that.
Okay. Fuck yeah. Okay, I just want, all I want is drama.
Drama.
And a celebration of love.
Okay, I love that. I think that would make for a stunning ceremony. Mm-hmm. You might need to be, like, so can I just ask on the Megan Thee Stallion thing? Are they playing under?
Under, like, do you know, like Bridgerton. Okay. Do you know the way they do the modern twist?
Yeah.
They do the classical twist on the modern music in Bridgerton. Kind of
okay.
That. But also, if anyone has just popped out to Penny's to get a last minute, like, people do that for funerals. I don't know why people try and look uglier at funerals. Just, you have to serve a look still. Just because I'm dead doesn't mean you can't serve a look, you know what I mean?
Cool.
Give me yours.
Okay, see, when I thought we were planning, you know me, I love to plan.
Did you go over the top?
Well, I did do a Google Doc, which I've also shared with you so you now have access to.
Okay, good, good.
Okay, so firstly, I want it to happen in a hot country. I don't want anyone waking up in bad humour the morning of because the weather's bad, you know what I mean? I want everyone to be in good humour.
It's very hard to fly bodies like
I don't
overseas.
Care.
Okay.
Just get me over there, or else maybe when I'm on the verge of death, I'll just fly abroad.
No, or if you die, I'll just put some sunglasses on you and carry on. And be like, he's wrecked, he's asleep.
So like, I don't know where exactly yet, but I want somewhere that does good wine for the afters.
You want Salou, babe, we all know it.
I don't think I do.
Okay.
Because my thing is
Salou's for living. Salou's not where you rest.
Salou's for living. And I want somewhere rural where people can't have too much of a laugh afterwards, because I don't want the FOMO.
Okay.
Even though I'm dead, I couldn't be dealing with the FOMO if you're all having a laugh. And imagine if you were in Salou and then you're going to Port Aventura on the Sunday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know.
I'd be alert. Yeah. I'd come back and haunt you.
And you couldn't even go down the slide.
I couldn't even go down the slide. I couldn't go to the water park.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, fair.
I want everyone to have handheld fans then at the funeral, because
glamour.
It's obviously warm. No electric. I'll hear it. And the buzz will wreck my head. You know, that kind of way. Just think, okay, so the whole theme is camp. But also hot.
Hot camp.
Very warm. Hot camp.
Hot
okay?
And camp.
I want people to leave my corpse outside in the sun for a bit in the lead up, so there is kind of a glow. I don't want to look too dead.
They just do makeup, babe.
No, but I don't want to, like.
No, the minute you die, like, you lose all your colour.
Yeah, so I want the sun. I want some,
no, but you can't tan. You can't tan a dead body, babe.
How do you know that? Have they tried? Have they tried?
Annie, is this what's it, someone who does the makeup on esthetician? Well, someone who does the makeup on a corpse.
Do you know the word for that?
I don't know.
Mua. Dead Mua.
A corpse Mua.
Corpse Mua is getting touched. And even though you're leaving me in the sun, I do want some kind of SPF coverage for my face prior, just because obviously I have to be sensible. Okay, also, on skin and all that jazz, Siobhan O'Shea is to do my eyebrows.
Okay, obviously.
And I need Katie Condon to do my fresh fade.
Okay, brilliant.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
You need reliable girlies.
I'm going to have people rocking up to this who I haven't seen in years. They haven't seen me.
You can't just leave any hack at the morgue do it.
You know what I mean? I don't want some, and as well, they're all like old undertakers. I don't want them doing them being like, what the heck? And I just want to look hot.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Also my Kiehl's lip balm,
okay,
which I need reapplied at regular intervals throughout the ceremony. You don't have to do it, but someone else. Have I gone a bit in?
No, I think if everyone's wearing the Kiehl's lip balm when they're giving you kisses,
that too. I'm adding that. Let me type that in. Okay, instead of black, I know you went with red, which I'm glad because I'm like, they were doing it different. I want everyone wearing warm autumn colours.
Okay.
Regardless of what season it is.
Okay, but we're in a hot country, so fine. You want, yeah, so I'm like, you want beiges, kind of burnt oranges, kind of forest greens.
Anything that's in, remember I saw that colour specialist.
In your colour palette.
Anything that's complementing my colour palette.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I myself, I'll be wearing olive green, so if people could avoid that.
Okay.
And give me more browns, more, you just kind of warmer autumn.
Okay.
Also, I want to be wearing fresh white Nike socks.
Okay.
And a jock strap.
Okay.
Because I want to be a whore in heaven.
Or hell.
Or hell. And it can't be Aussie bun.
Obviously.
Can't be Aussie bun.
I think I'll get you the Nike ones.
But imagine if the wrong person was to pick this up and just say, oh, jockstrap and just got me an Aussie bum.
No.
I'd be disgusted. Lots of dry ice. If you think there's too much, there's not enough. You need to give me more, okay? I just want loads of it. I grew up in the theatre. I grew up doing shows. I love it.
Do you want it coming out of... Are you in a coffin?
I think I am.
So is it coming out of the coffin or is it underneath the coffin to make it look like it's floating?
I haven't thought. I think both.
We'll have to workshop it.
We'll have to workshop it. We'll do a dress run. So we'll actually... No kitten heels. In fact, nothing under 4 inches.
Okay. For men and the women.
I haven't decided that yet. I don't want lads rocking up in heels if they can't work it.
No.
I don't want people rocking up
in heels. Don't wear heels if you can't walk in them.
If you can't walk in them, don't wear them. Just wear like... Just give me like a nice boot or something. You know what I mean? Maybe a boot. Lads can walk in boots. If you wear Crocs, I will haunt
you. Do a lot of things, but I'm not going to wear Crocs to your funeral.
You don't know you.
What am I going to do? Roll out and be like, oh, geez, these are comfy for the funeral, my Crocs.
But why does it not sound like, it doesn't sound unbelievable to me. I can see you doing it.
Wouldn't you want me to be comfortable when I'm mourning?
Yeah, but okay, you can wear Crocs, but no, none of the gibbets. I don't want them scattered around the church.
But that's what brings the positivity to the Crocs.
No.
Okay.
Actually, maybe death-themed gibbets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like skulls.
Like skulls, coffins. Like fire.
Fire.
And I'll wear black Crocs.
Okay, I've come around to the Crocs. No one is to shake hands with my family to say sorry for the loss. I hate handshaking. I didn't like it in life. I don't want it in death.
So what are they going to do?
They're to do kiss on both cheeks.
Bizu bizu.
Bizu bizu. But instead of to say sorry for your loss, you have to say quel perte, which is French for what a loss.
I thought you were going to say quel dommage.
Or quel dommage, like what, I don't think people saying what a pity, because that doesn't sound like...
Just be très désolé.
Maybe, yeah, any take on something French.
Is everything in French?
No. Just that. Bit. Cirque du Soleil performing, potentially, I don't know, depending on whether it's in budget.
Okay.
I don't want to leave you like poor.
Yeah, but babe, it's your funeral. We're going to splash out.
If they are to perform, I want them crying as well.
Okay.
I want them crying
but
as well.
But if they're not
it.
That close, yeah.
Just watch something sad, like in the lead up, watch like something.
No, beforehand, I'd be really mean to them.
Yeah.
I'd be like, how low is your career that you're performing at someone's funeral? Oh my God. Also, I saw your dress one, babe, and it's just not that great. And then she'd be bawling crying when she's doing the hoop. Don't worry, babe, I'll be catty.
Yeah. On the sobbing, I want everyone sobbing for the duration. Not too loud, so that's like taking from
like
me.
Cheryl Cole X Factor tears.
Very that.
Okay.
So like definitely audible. If they stop, remove them.
Okay.
So I need someone like bouncers or whatever doing checks.
I don't know. I think because the crowd sometimes unreliable. What do you think of a few sound effects speakers? Just
no,
to...
I don't want anything. I hate anything artificial.
Okay.
So that's coming to my next point. No artificial flowers.
Well,
whatsoever.
For mine as well. No artificial flowers.
No artificial flowers. And that goes without saying. But then
and artificial people, all you fake bitches, don't show up.
I want Miss Walsh from primary school there to say she was sorry and wrong and ridiculous and homophobic for not casting me as the Artful Dodger and Oliver when we did in fifth class. I just want her. I don't care who else does a speech. You can do it whatever, but she needs to be there to do that or I'll be pissed.
You'll haunt her.
I'll be so pissed if she's not there. I want some kind of outfit reveal halfway through from me. So some kind of a reveal.
Okay.
Approve people who can deliver the sermon. Gillian Anderson, Joanna Lumley, or Anne Doyle.
Okay.
Again, I don't mind if you go for the cheaper option there. Cynthia Erivo singing the acoustic version of One Last Time by Ariana Grande to play us
stunning,
out.
Stunning,
yeah,
stunning.
Acoustic. You can see it, there's a clip on YouTube.
Are we carrying the coffin?
That's at the end.
Okay.
Sexy lads only lifting the coffin. No relatives.
Okay.
Unless it's like a sexy second cousin twice removed situation. And I want them topless, but not too ripped, because I don't want to have body dysmorphia in hell or whatever.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't want to be flaring.
Okay. Everyone needs to put on 15 pounds before we go to the
So
winner.
This is specific for you, and this is probably the most important part.
Okay, I'm listening.
Forget all the rest. No, don't forget all the rest, but take either.
I'm not going to be able to. You have it in a Google Doc.
When you're doing the eulogy, if you reference the two of us at any point, it needs to be Kevin and I.
Boy.
If you say me and Kevin, it's going to be so annoying. It's going to be, oh my God, I'll be so bothered.
But I never say, that's not how I speak.
I don't care. You can do it for my funeral.
What about myself and Kevin?
Yeah, actually, I'll
okay.
give you that.
You still have to compromise when you're dead. You can't just rule.
None of your speech can be funny. If I hear people laughing and you, I'll just have some kind of complex. Like, if they're not laughing at anything I'm doing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I want you looking wrecked. Like, having slept wrecked because you've been so bothered about my death.
Okay.
Anyone giving a speech, including you, must make an explicit reference to how funny and sexy I was and still am posthumously.
Okay.
Even though, is that a bit weird?
No.
Sexy day or whatever. Yeah, I kind of want to be sexy and I did. At the afters, I want doorstep bread for the sandwiches. You know, the thick bread.
Okay.
I don't want anyone having a sandwich and being part of the slice of bread.
I don't want sandwiches served at mine.
Really? No. I think you need them. I think sometimes you have to be traditional.
I'm going
to
get a buffet.
No sandwiches?
No.
Traditionally, there would be sandwiches at a buffet.
No, like a wedding buffet.
Hot buffet. Bamboree.
Yeah.
Okay. I also have a playlist on my Spotify. I already have it. I have it made.
Your funeral playlist?
Yeah, it's called Oh My God, I'm Dead. And there's a whole pre-approved songs for you to play at the afters. I don't want it dying down at the afters.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
If anyone looks a bit tired or they're like fed up and stuff, get Reid or get him to go in and have a double espresso or a shot of caffeine, something. Get him to do a line of coke. I want people like
having a laugh.
I want people still into it.
Yeah, me
and that's,
too.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's me dead.
So camp funeral for you.
Camp funeral. I feel like with my wedding, if I ever get married, there'll have to be compromise. This is all on me.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
This is all on me. You know what I mean?
I love the idea as well of having a peeled back affair. So,
do I want to peel back?
I suppose it depends on like what stage of my life it happens.
It depends. That's the thing. And we're so indecisive. And also, we change our opinion like that.
Yeah, I changed my outfit 5 times before I leave. So,
like,
I actually feel sorry for the person who has to plan my funeral. Because no matter what they do, I'm not going to be happy. On that though, what do you want to happen to your body when you die?
As in buried or cremation?
Buried, cremation. Are you going to donate your organs? Are you going to donate your body to science?
For science, no.
I always love the idea of becoming a cadaver, right?
Yeah.
And like educate like the medical minds of the future.
But the thing is, there are a load of like uni students who are young and half of them are like taking the piss.
They're not taking the piss with the cadaver.
They
babe.
Definitely. I've heard stories. I know people have done medicine in their chaos.
And what do they be doing?
They be taking the piss. They be taking pics.
I just don't want to be. I just don't want them all to see my willy. Do you know what I mean?
We'll have to leave a note. Yeah, that's the thing. Do you want to donate it to science?
I'm definitely going to donate my organs.
I'm definitely take the organs.
Eyes and all.
I think it's really important if you have the organs, if your organs be used, and if they can help to save another life. Oh my God, take my organs.
I just don't understand. Maybe I'm being ignorant and maybe there is a reason somewhere. Why wouldn't you donate your organs? It's just so greedy. Like, you don't need them.
I suppose that's the importance of carrying an organ donor card.
Well, I'm going on record, girlies. When I die, you can take whatever you want.
You have it here. Yeah, you have it here.
Yeah, just take it.
It's coming from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
You have it here. Take
because,
it.
Like, how many lives can you save?
Yeah.
Just because you lost yours, do you know what I mean? That's I was just about to say, they can take all my organs, but I don't think my liver's going to be that good. Like,
I feel sorry for the fellow who gets your liver.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
They're going to be like, whatever. Do you know what I mean?
What about cremation or buried?
I don't really care, to be honest. Like, obviously, we did a whole, like, thing about the funeral. But once I die, I literally don't care what happens. Like, I don't, like, do whatever you want with my body. Like, whatever way... Yeah, very Lady Gaga. Like, whatever way you want to do it. If you want... If it's going to help you grieve me by having me in a coffin, do that. If it's going to help you grieve my death by cremating me and carrying me around in a locket, do that. Like, it's up to you, girl. I don't care.
Yeah, I wouldn't be doing locket with you. I'd do ring.
Ring?
Yeah, I'd love a ring that open for you, but it has to be gold.
Yeah, you see?
Yeah.
Gold doesn't suit me.
It doesn't suit you, but you'll be inside now, so you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, you can get your ashes pressed into a diamante.
Oh
which,
God.
And you know I love diamantes.
For where? Like, where would you put the diamante?
Jewels.
Okay.
What if...
Yeah.
I get cremated.
Yeah.
They press me into diamantes, and everyone wears me as permanent tooth gems.
See, you love tooth gems, and I think it would be very, like, it would, like, represent your life.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, that's why it was a tooth gem. Oh, that's PJ.
They'd have to be permanent, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't wear one. I just think my teeth are too big anyway. I don't want to be drawing more attention to them.
Okay.
But I'd happily do the ring.
Okay. Also, just spread me in nature.
But that's the thing. I'm like, if you're getting cremated, I like the idea of being tough.
But I don't want any melodrama. I don't want any, you want half of a cliff playing Celine Dion as you pour me off. Like, I just want bit of a laugh.
Well, you don't want them on the M50, like, do you really?
No, obviously in a gorgy location, but like, yeah. I don't want this whole like ceremony.
What about, you know, it's lovely. What about, you know, the way the Montanati Hotel is, the drop?
You're not going up to where I used to work to throw my ashes in the garden.
And then I'll contact like the Julie manager and be like, remember Peter used to work here? And I go, that's him. And I'll just love
him. That's him. I'm blowing into his face.
That's what we'll do. Anyone who's wronged you in the past will blow a bit of your dust into their eyes.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Do that with my ashes.
Do you want to be cremated or buried? Is there a third option?
You said one earlier, the cadavers.
Well, it's always the hippie girlies that go, I want to be made into a tree. I'm like, all right, babe, we know you can put your ashes in the ground and it grows into a tree.
Yeah, anyone can do that if you want to.
And you're not going to.
And also, dogs are just going to come up and piss.
I just don't want to be in a coffin because they're so expensive.
That's what I would think as well. Like, they do sound very expensive. Also, burial plots are expensive.
And, you know,
the undertakers are expensive.
I think it's illegal to just, like, if you died now for me to just bury you in the backyard.
Oh, you couldn't do it.
But why not?
Health and safety. Also, we're renting. I don't think they'd be up for having a dead body in the back.
But is it health and safety? Is that the reason why I can't just bury you in my backyard?
It's probably to do with the church having control and having more money.
Okay.
That's probably it, right?
It always goes back to that, doesn't it?
It always goes back to the church. I'm not really fussed
either way.
I don't think. If anything, I think I'd only prefer to be dust.
Really?
Yeah, just because I'm kind of like, the idea of me like rotting in the ground for eternity or whatever is a bit.
I just don't like to keep still, and I feel like, at least if you're blown around the gaff.
Yeah, you're just kind of end up everywhere. Now, I don't want to be in the ocean. Don't do me over a cliff into the ocean. I'll be petrified.
I just, like, I don't like being put in a box in my general life. Never mind fecking when I'm dead.
Metaphorically and physically.
Metaphorically and physically.
I don't like being categorized.
No. One thing that I am serious about, right, and that needs to change, is the pressure people put other people under when a funeral is happening. Okay. So, like, I felt this one at my dad's funeral, is that, like, you just feel the pressure that you should be crying, and, like, you feel the pressure to mourn in a certain way.
Yeah.
Where I think we just need to, like, let people mourn whatever way they want to mourn.
Yeah.
And don't be like, see, you know, she wasn't even crying at the funeral.
Do you think that happens?
Yeah, just because you're not publicly mourning. Oh, well, I don't know, maybe it's an insecurity thing. But, like, just because someone's not publicly mourning doesn't mean they're not upset. You know what I mean?
Yeah, completely.
Whereas, like, sometimes I think maybe it's if you're the one mourning, you feel it more. But, like, I definitely felt like, oh, my God, I'm not crying. Everyone's being like, oh my God, he didn't even love his dad. And then it made me be even more like, everyone's looking at me. And then I just couldn't even...
But maybe that was your own paranoia. I don't think anyone would have, like... I'd probably be more traumatized by... Like,
someone who isn't crying.
Someone who is just silent. I'd be like, Jesus Christ, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And because, like, conversely to that, I think sometimes when I overcry, I think people are like, oh my God, like, he's an actor. He's giving his socks for the sake of it, like,
okay.
Calm down.
So it's just paranoia.
I think it's just paranoia, okay. Right?
Yeah, because I don't know, do people feel that way, but I did feel the pressure to, like, publicly mourn, but I just couldn't.
You couldn't, yeah.
And then that fucked me up for ages because I was
because,
like...
Because you're not a big crier either, right?
Yeah, well, I am now. I cry a lot now.
Do you?
Yeah, I cry loads now, but not really in public. Is that a problem?
No. It's kind of weird if you keep crying in public. I don't know. Now,
you've seen me cry a few
times,
right?
Normalised men crying or whatever. Yeah, but I'm your, like, close friend, but I wouldn't say you're a huge crier.
Yeah, no,
I'd be crying at the ads on the telly. Do you know what I mean? I need to stop.
Yeah.
I've amounts of things I've sponsored because I'd be bawling. You know what I mean? And I, like, obviously, like, sponsor the charities and stuff, but I do too much.
I know what you mean. Yeah, but my main thing is, anyway, don't feel like there's pressure on you to mourn publicly.
Yeah, and also something we need to sort out. I feel like if there's one thing that'll split families apart, I feel like it's debts.
Girls.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, if someone dies, don't be scrabbling over their finances.
Don't be scrabbling.
The amount of Irish families and relatives who I know who don't speak to each other because someone died and they had a fight over the house or they had a fight over... Be nice to each other. Like, does anyone ever stop and go... What would
that
Susan, who just died, would she want us all to stop talking to each other?
She'd be mortified if all the kids were chatting about the money.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She'd share.
I've heard so many instances. It's definitely a thing.
No, I love hearing about it.
Oh my God, one of my favourite things I think in the world to hear about is drama over the wills and the deaths.
Yeah, like, I am like, I love hearing the drama, but if it ever happened, I'd be mortified.
I'd be mortified. Now, also, I don't think I'll bear the mortification of it because I don't think, like, would I have anything worth giving away? I think I've covered this before. I'm not very materialistic. I don't have many things. We'll probably be renting for the rest of our lives in London. I won't own a gaff. They won't be to sell it. I'll probably be in debt.
That's the thing. Should we be doing wills?
I don't know. Should we? What would I give away?
Like do 20-year-olds have wills?
No, it's something because there's a fee for doing a will. You have to go to the solicitors. You can't just write it on a piece of paper. Or could you? Is it legally binding if you wrote it on a
Google Doc?
Google Doc.
But PDF it so no one can change it.
Girls, that's where people go wrong. Convert to PDF.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would it be legally binding if you wrote on a piece of tissue?
But what would I give away? I have nothing.
I think you do have bits that you could give away. The camera.
Dad, are you eyeing up my goods? What would you what would you want to, if I do a will, what would you
the
want?
The neoprene. No, I do want the neoprene green coat.
Okay, my leatherette.
I do love it. PJ let me wear it at the weekend and I just feel a new energy in it.
Yeah, well, I let you wear it once and you showed up in it without asking me the second time.
No, I messaged you the second time and you just
ignored it. But just because you messaged
me telling...
But
why did you ignore it?
I didn't ignore it.
You didn't reply for an hour. That means you ignored
it. I was working.
You replied to messages after that one, but not the code. So I presumed it was fine.
This is out of context. No one knows what's going on.
No one knows what's going on. But I think for you, what I would leave and what you can have, and it's on record, I'd leave you my tweezers and nose trimmers. Because babe.
I have a tweezers. Fuck you. But I would appreciate the nose trimmers.
I think it's more so the nose trimmers, because I like your eyebrows bushy or whatever. But the nose trimmers.
Am I eyebrows bushy?
No, in a nice bushy like. Yeah. They're like a nice bushy.
No, I do. I would like your nose trimmers if you
pass. Padraig can have my protein.
Why can't I have your protein?
But like, I just want to share it out. Like, I don't have much.
But I'm not bringing it back. Like, I'm going to clear out your cupboard.
You could send it, like...
No, sorry, Padraig.
Okay, you get it.
The
thing is, I would say maybe...
Padraig can have your rings, so I don't wear gold.
But I've the world's most slender finger. Like, I've got hands.
Oh, Padraig, pure chubby hands.
No, what I'm saying is they wouldn't fit anyone. I'd have to give them to, like, a girl.
An infant.
An infant. An infant can have them. Or you can have them as maybe, I don't know, very slim napkin holders. Like, for the table, I don't know. I don't really have any other bits.
Yeah. Oh, can I have your air fryer?
You can have the air fryer. Okay. When my nan passed away, I took one of her brooches. And I kept, when I was really
young. You stole it?
No, like, we were asked if we wanted anything. And I, like, really liked one of these brooches that she had. And I thought it was really cute. And I was like...
Do you have it still?
Yeah.
You should wear that.
Yeah, but it's in my memory box at home. And it's the type of thing that I'd be traumatised if I lost it.
Oh, well, if you lost it, you'd feel like a horrible person.
Yeah.
What you should do is put it in, like, a little frame.
Yeah, is that a bit?
Is that
Facebook
live, laugh,
company?
Love? Yeah, no.
Is that like a man on Facebook?
I take it back. No, it is. I'm mortified. You know, it's pure sand and pebbles in a frame. That energy.
Yeah, or like, you know, the people in there with the random. It's like a Scrabble board in a frame, spelling out random words.
Yeah, no.
And there'll just be a butterfly.
Yeah, okay, I take it all back.
Yeah,
I take it back.
But I could definitely rock an outfit with it.
It's just like, a sitting in a box. You want to kind of do something with
but
it?
I just like that it's there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's in the shape of, like, even though I don't think it was meant to be, it just happened to me, and that's why I kind of liked it, because it's in the shape of a treble clef.
Oh.
So kind of like in a musical, and I was kind of like, oh, I love that. And I was like,
that's so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. Do you have anything belonging to your dad?
Yeah, he gave me a watch, but it broke.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you still have it?
Yeah, I don't really wear watches, but I.
Yeah.
But I have it. I still have it, yeah.
I still have
it's
it.
It's in my bedside locker.
See, that's
and
the
a
thing.
Hanky. He gave me a. Oh. Like, but he didn't give it to me, I just took it.
Yeah, you took the hanky. Yeah. That's lovely, though.
The electricity went out.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, but as we were talking about death, that was the scariest thing to happen to me in my life. I was actually so scared. We need to get rid of that prepaid meter.
Is that a sign that either your nan or my dad is here?
Come here. I'm not even joking. Is that a sign?
That's so weird. Is it gone?
No, we're good. We have the top up. Oh, my God. Did we catch that on cam?
What if we look back at the video and it was like your nan and my dad like...
Your dad because you broke his watch.
Yeah.
Your dad like this.
Yeah, snapping.
Oh my God. That was weird. You feel a bit weird.
I'm so freaked out now.
I'm done with the deadlift. I think it's because we still
have
laughing.
The Ouija board?
No. What do we do with the Ouija board again? Is it in that gaff? Because if it is, we need to destroy it properly or something. They were saying...
Really?
I think you need to destroy it properly. Like,
I think I gave it to the charity shop. Just because someone
yeah,
knew, like,
might want to do it for the laugh or whatever. Oh my god, that was so weird.
That was so weird.
I feel a bit like unsettled. Maybe we need to stop like laughing about that.
No, because like you need to normalize it.
I do think it is nice that in other religions and other cultures, like the concept of being reincarnated when you die,
yeah,
that you're like you actually go on living, but like as something else, and that you come back as someone else or come back as an animal or something.
I do love that too, because as well, it would make funerals way less sad. Because like obviously, I think that when someone dies, they're just dead, and I don't believe in like an afterlife or anything, which is kind of morbid.
Yeah.
Whereas I would love to like think that someone comes back as like the flowers in my garden. Or...
Well, my mum is convinced. There's a robin that visits our garden the whole time, and my mum is convinced it's my granddaddy.
My mum is convinced the robin in the back is my dad.
Really?
Well, yeah. Everyone just think, is it a robin thing?
Is it a robin thing? Maybe there is kind of allusions to robins being like...
Well, it is stunning.
No, the thing is, but like, because she's spoken about it so much, when I see the robin, I go, oh, granddaddy.
Me too. And
do you know what I mean?
When I see a robin, like even in London, I'm always like, oh, my dad's looking at me.
Well, that's gonna... make me sob. Yeah. That's so gorgeous.
But
that's
even
so
then,
lovely.
It's weird because I always contradict myself because like I'm always like, yeah, I don't believe in afterlife. But then I see a robin and I'm like, my dad is looking down on me. You know, it's weird.
Yeah. But it's like,
anyway, what would you?
What would you be reincarnated as?
What would you be reincarnated as?
I do love the concept of a bird, and also
to be able to fly.
Flying and like freedom and all of that. And also, because I'm pure nosy, you could be like, go up to windows and stuff, and people wouldn't be, like, saying if someone had an open window, and you go up and you can just kind of be looking in and see what's happening.
Yeah, I think a bird would be, what kind of bird, though? You'd kind of want to be a stunning one, like a robin.
I don't
want to
be a
pigeon.
Pigeon, do you know what I mean? Obviously.
No, I do think pigeons have a laugh.
Do pigeons have a scream, or would I be a parrot, because then I can actually still communicate with my loved ones.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, it's me, the faggot. When you think about it, and I don't know, this is going a bit off track again. The fact that parrots can talk isn't spoken about enough. It's an animal.
Yeah.
It's an animal
actually,
communicating with us.
The fact that parrots can speak our language.
We don't talk about
no
it enough.
No one talks about it enough.
Just
it's
see
so
that one
weird.
Who does the Beyonce covers.
What?
You're like, oh, the single ladies. And they'll be doing that. It's incredible.
There's one that speaks Spanish and everything.
There's a Spanish parrot. All, at the water parks, they always have the parrots and they'd be like, what?
No, it's so... Actually, you're so right. We don't speak about
sometimes,
parents being
like,
able to speak English enough.
I see a video of it and I'm reminded of it and I'm like, why isn't this top news? Why isn't this a top news story? Do you know what I mean?
Why isn't it in the front of every paper every day?
Parrot talks again.
Parrot's still talking.
By the way, that would be the headline. That, or if I was to be inanimate, this is kind of a bit horny, maybe a boxer's towel.
A what?
A boxer, like a boxer, fellow boxers, maybe a boxer's towel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just because I'd be like, pure rapture.
Pure rapture on the boxer's neck. If you're inanimate, okay. What would I want to be? I think I'd like to be like a dog. Because like,
yeah.
But like one that's in like a rich.
Rich gaff.
Rich suburban home.
And like the food meals are immaculate.
They cook me my dinners and they give me belly. They give me belly rubs. Count the macros, and I have my own like room.
You have your own room.
Like I wouldn't mind being a dog, or if I was an inanimate object, whatever. I'd want to be a ring light because at least I just make people feel pretty. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get
like
you. I
no one ever,
well.
Ever turns on the ring light and go. Oh. They always go. Oh, unreal.
Yeah, that's... Oh, that's
so I'll just be bringing joy to millions.
That's actually...
Now would I have to look at all the stupid influencers? I actually take it back.
You'd have to watch a lot of stupid shit. No, maybe I'd if you were doing a Muas one and then you could watch Transformations. I think I'd never get sick of that.
Yeah, okay, I'd be a ring light, but only for good Muas.
For good Muas who do like those incredible transformations.
Yeah. I'd be a ring light on the Glow Up on BBC
One. Yeah, Glow Up is Batgirls on BBC and oh my God, I'm addicted again. It's so good. That's a good one.
Yeah.
A Mua ring light.
A Mua ring light.
I can take back boxes, towel, do I, or do I love it?
No. Like Mike Tyson.
Yeah. No, not Mike Tyson. Anthony Joshua, new maybe or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Anthony
like,
Joshua, yeah.
Wipe your armpit, kind of. With my face.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, girlies, we need to brighten it up for a minute. It's getting very down in the dumps.
We need some comic relief.
We need a warm, loving voice. Thank God, Nuala Kirby's here to save the day.
Now, were we laughing throughout the whole ep? Were we making fun of the whole thing? But it's nice to have your mama just today. Yeah.
So this week's my mam's shift on Mam Knows Best.
She's clocking in, girlies.
She's clocking in.
Clocking, card going.
Here we go, Nuala Kirby.
Firstly, great to be back. And welcome back, everyone. My question today is any advice when it comes to self-acceptance and not depending on others' validation? Well, dear listener, firstly, depending on others' validation is definitely a no-no. Now, we can fall into that trap easily. The only person who can accept you is you. Validation from others is okay, as long as you feel good yourself. Try positive affirmations like, I'm okay. I am open and receptive to all good things today. I love myself. It takes time actually to feel that these affirmations are true. And first you may feel silly about talking to yourself. But look, aren't we all doing that since this lockdown, because we had little chance of mixing with family and friends for a long time. You need to get to a stage where you go from being in your head to feeling it in your heart and your gut and believing in yourself. Love yourself. Secondly, look at what you have achieved to date and what you would like to achieve in the future. So go ahead. Give it a try. Love yourself. Feel it. You are worth it.
Sorry now.
Sorry, but...
My mum's self-help podcast is dropping this fall.
I was going to say when she's dropping the book.
But, sorry now, I think the reason why I'm really equipped, like, to believe in myself and, like, to
go confident
for things is because of the way my mum raised me.
I would say the same.
Yeah, like, yeah. Nuala.
What an icon. So accurate, but the thing is, now... I don't deal as much with the self-doubt and like seeking validation from others as much, I suppose.
Yeah.
I said it before, girlies, comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe take some time off the social as well or something.
Yeah, you do need to, and like just, like stop, if you always seek validation from others, you're never going to be happy.
Exactly. Basically. And I will say with the self-affirmations, I've never practiced it, that's what I was getting onto, but I feel like it is a great tool.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, even start small, like Nuala said, just like, oh, like, that I like myself, you know, like, I'm stunning, like, move up to, like, I'm iconic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, progression.
And also, like what Sharu said ages ago on our podcast really does stick with me. Like, talk to yourself the way you talk to your friend. Like, you would never go to your friend, like, oh, you're shit because you didn't do that one thing today. Like, you'd be like, oh, no, you're a grand girl. Like, relax.
Yeah.
Oh, go on, Nuala girl. Coming through with that advice.
Sterling advice.
Welcome back. I think now that the mammies have more time to just take their week to get talk away, we're going to get that top. Leveling up in the advice sector.
Also, they have 2 weeks to do it, so there's no excuse. You know what I mean? Like, my mam should be planning from the moment this episode comes out. Like, she needs to be planning.
The expectation is too high now, girlies. Now, I would say they will eventually just dump us and do their own thing.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to see it happen, though.
No, should we make them sign a contract or something?
Yeah, actually, let's make them sign something.
Yeah, let's make them do
something. Yeah, because I don't want to... I've no problem with them doing it and it being a bit big, but I don't want it to be more successful than ours.
Yeah, and they still need to obviously do the requirements on Mam Knows Best.
They still have to fulfill their duties to our podcast, and also
we'll help them start their own.
I do love the idea of them becoming like proper influencers and getting sent a load of bits and like just being like, and like I just want to see them like that growth.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I think we should make them socials.
Anyway, girlies, what an ep on death.
What an ep on death. I'm dead to the world after that.
Dead to the world after that episode. Dead to the world after that record.
No, but girls, it's just like the circle of life and it moves us all.
Circle of life.
Mufasa said it best.
Elton John, I was going to say, be alright through Mufasa.
Mufasa's gaze.
he let his voice be heard, but like, circle of life and it moves us on.
No, I would love to see The Lion King on the West End. I never did.
You never saw it?
No.
I went to see it by myself. I got a £15 ticket, but I was up the tippy-tippy top.
I just don't think it will hold a candle to my primary school production.
Like, it's actually really stunning. It's
but we did, like, we had all the antelope cardboard cutouts. Like, we were fucking good.
It is actually amazing. It's so, so good. And also, the very first duet I ever did was to Circle of Life, and I did it with Molly Ward.
Really?
And so the song's very special to me. It's the first time. And that was when that summer camp that I did was when I really fell in love with dance. I always loved acting, but that's when I started dancing. And then Miss Murphy used to call me Billy Elliot. I used to be weak for myself. Because the other lads then were like, wait, what am I paying for a fucking summer camp for? You know what I mean? And she only complimenting you.
She loves you because you're a scream as well.
I think because I used to have a laugh at her as well.
Girlies, we're here for a short time, not a long time. So have a laugh. Just like, if you're procrastinating about something, life's too short, just fucking do it.
Yeah, take it from two 28-year-olds who are very, like, experienced in the world and who are very worldly.
All the listeners quit their jobs on a Tuesday.
Yeah. Girlies made that podcast.
Anyway, girlies,
Take care. All the best. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.